Carla, we have one more request, item number 360.
Request of D. White to address council regarding dangerous levels of lead in our drinking water.
Morning, Ms. White.
Hello. Hello, my name is D. White. I'm sorry and sad to report that among all large cities in the U.S., Portland continues to lead with dangerous lead levels in our drinking water. We're number one. There's no safe level of lead. Lead is tasteless, odorless, and invisible. It is well documented how the effects of lead poisoning on babies and young children, even at low-level exposure, are profound and irreversible. And now, a new Lancet study estimates that more than 400,000, that's 18%, of all adult deaths in the U.S. every year can be linked to chronic lead exposure. The American Academy of Pediatrics has called for no more than one part per billion in drinking water. The FDA requires bottled water to be less than 5 parts per billion. Lead test in Portland last year showed the highest level was 59 parts per billion. The year before that, it was 648 parts per billion. Portland Water Bureau has exceeded the FDA EPA's limit twice during the past 18 months. While Flint, Michigan suffered acute lead exposure 4 years ago, Portlanders have endured chronic levels of lead for the past 25 years. We have a silent public health crisis going on here. The federal lead and copper rule requires water suppliers to fix corrosive water so that lead levels are maintained at the tap. This is your legal responsibility, not the homeowners, not the schools, not the businesses. Over the past 20 years, you have known this but have not fixed it, or you simply don't know what you're doing. We have a silent public health crisis going on here. How are citizens supposed to know otherwise that Portland Water Bureau or the Portland Water Commissioner, who is up for re-election, have not informed the public what we deserve to know? What kind of hold you guys have over the Oregon Health Authority that they have been so silent? I am beginning to question the relationship between the Oregon Health Authority's role as regulator of the Water Bureau. Who is watching whom? This is a failure of leadership at all levels, the city, the county, and the state, but you all are the ones who are responsible. I will end with a comment made by former Representative, now Senator Tammy Duckworth, at the 2016 House Oversight Committee on Flint. Would you not rather have jumped in too soon, despite the law, to protect the children of Flint and be hauled into Congress to testify about why you stepped in too quickly to safeguard health, as opposed to why you didn't act soon enough?
Thank you, Ms. White. Before I turn the gavel